We wear our work, day by day, stitch by stitch. At Dickies, we believe work is what we're made of. So, whether you're gearing up for a new project or looking to add some tried and true workwear to your collection, remember that Dickies has been standing the test of time for a reason. Their workwear isn't just about looking good. It's about performing under pressure and lasting through the toughest jobs. Head over to Dickies.com and use the promo code WORKWEAR20 at checkout to save 20% on your purchase. It's the perfect time to experience the quality and reliability that has made Dickies a trusted name for over a century.
Hi friends, welcome to a Scottcast, and it's been just a couple of days since I produced one. Not generally the weeks and months that I usually go. Let me tell you how this goes, by the way, as a side note. I had a couple of ideas for a Scottcast in the shower this morning, where all good ideas come from the shower, right? So I had this idea for a Scottcast, and I thought, I got really motivated. I'm going to get into the radio station early before Sadie does, like I always do, and I'm just going to record it real quick, because it may not be long. Rabbit trail. I go sometimes 2, sometimes 20 minutes, sometimes 2 hours. I just kind of stop talking when I stop talking. For example, Scott and Sadie's 20-minute morning show, it's about 20 minutes. The Scottcast, I go till I'm done. Now, back to the main point. In the shower where all good ideas come, and I'm going to run into the radio station, and I'll just take a few minutes just to record something that's on my mind. But then I get into my day, and does this happen to you? You wake up and you're completely motivated, and you think, I'm going to do X and Y and Z, and these are the things I'm going to do today, and I feel great about life, and thank you, God, for making me filled with inspiration. And then you just get into the day. You know, I got out of the shower, I got dressed, I drove here, I kind of did the task that I need to do at the radio station before Sadie gets here, and I look at the recording device, at the Adobe Audition program that we use to record these things on, and I thought, you know, I no longer have the motivation. But I'm going to force myself to hit record anyway, because the original idea I had in the shower this morning, I think, is a valid one. And I'm going to post a link in the description of this podcast to something that I wrote back in 2019. Sometimes I go back and I read my things and I think, boy, that wasn't you writing that. That was totally, you were just channeling God there. And I wrote a blog post that was completely channeling God about the ideas that we are given, in my opinion, from the Holy Spirit, and then the ideas that we don't act on because we let ourselves get in the way. So I decided this morning when I hit record on the Adobe Audition that I was not going to let ourselves get in the way, that I was going to channel just the simple idea that God gave to me through a Max Lucado book this morning. Now I need to think of the name of the book that I'm reading. It's on my phone, as are all my books, so let me punch it up real quick. It's the new Max Lucado book about the Holy Spirit. Help is here. Help is here, that I was reading this morning. And it was a simple little story that he used to illustrate the point that he was making about gifts from the Holy Spirit. And he told this story of a guy who was on his deathbed, so to speak. And he had worked and busted his hump his entire life to build this amazing company. And now it was time for him to pass it down to one of these three sons. But geez, which son do I choose? So he gave each of these three sons a dollar bill. And he gave them a dollar, and he said, go out and with this $1 bill, buy something that fills the room. Now, judging by the rest of the story, this is a long time ago because they got quite a bit for their dollar bill. Son one goes out and buys 2 bales of hay for 50 cents each. Anybody who has a horse now goes, geez, where can you get cheap feed like that? So obviously this story's a bit dated, but follow along with me. Son one buys 2 bales of hay for 50 cents each, and he busts open those bales in the room that dad's in, and he spreads them out on the floor, and he says, there, Dad, I've filled the room with $1. But it wasn't completely full. There was, you know, some hay scattered about and certainly filled the floor, but the room wasn't full. And son two said, here, Dad, it's my turn to fill the room. And with the he bought for 50 cents each, he bought two down feather pillows. And he cut the pillows open and he threw the feathers all over the room. And as they floated down, he says, there, Dad, with $1, I've filled the room. And he looked at son three and he says, what did you bring? And son three was all but empty handed. He says, well, Dad, I gave 50 cents for the church, 20 cents to an orphanage, 20 cents to a soup kitchen. And he said, with the remaining 10 cents, I bought a candle and a book of matches. And he shut off the light and lit the candle and filled the room with light. With what are you filling the room? You know, I think a lot about the words in my mouth because my life has been words. And we look at the actions of society today, of our quote-unquote leaders, of our elected officials, of our pop culture and celebrities, and the people that fill social media. With what are they filling the room? Weigh the words of your mouth and the works of your hands and carefully fill the room. Because we have the ability, don't we? We have the ability to lift one another up and not tear one another down. We have the ability with the works of our hands to do good and with the words of our mouth to spread good. We have the ability to properly fill the room. But we're at one another's throats, aren't we? I'm sick of it. As we come up on that, which is, yes, the most important election of our lifetime, and I believe it to be. Because I believe that the decision is not between quote-unquote Democrats and quote-unquote Republicans. I tell you about the new name I was called the other day. I was called a new name. I was called a crino. Have I told you this? I did a podcast. I did a Scottcast in less than a week ago. I might have mentioned it in that one. A crino is a Christian rhino. I was called that because I try to be level-headed, and I try not to set the world on fire. And apparently you're now a rhino if you're not setting the world on fire with your words. No, I choose to weigh my words carefully. I choose to speak positivity. I choose to speak that which is within my authority. And I'm careful about that which I fill the room. That makes me a crino. You name callers, with what are you filling the room? Then so be it. Because I'm not going to light the room on fire. I am not going to fill that which is around me, my own universe, so to speak. I'm not going to fill it with inflammatory words. I'm going to fill it with words of encouragement, and I'm going to fill it with good works. Yes, I'm going to fill it with principle. Yes, I'm going to fill it with morality. Yes, I'm going to fill it with that which is within my authority and which is within my spirit. Within the Holy Spirit within me. That's what I'm going to fill the room with, not with inflammatory words that somehow make you feel like, oh, he or she is fighting for me. Enough. Enough of vitriol, enough of the division. But as we approach the most important election in our lifetimes, and I know they say that every election, and it's probably because it is. It's no longer about Democrat. It's no longer about Republican. It's no longer about crinos or dinos or whatever name we happen to be flinging, whatever insult we happen to be saying, whatever way we're trying to tear one another down. It's no longer about that. The options are simply good versus evil. And I believe that. And I believe when you look at your ballot that you've received in the mail and perhaps already filled out, your options are no longer Democrat versus Republican. It's good versus evil. And if that's inflammatory, then so be it. Because I believe that. I believe that there is a movement on to dehumanize and to make it less about the individual and the power of the individual, the principalities of that individual. The Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, including the Bill of Rights, were written for the empowerment of the individual, not the empowerment of the collective or government. And I believe those are the choices that are on the ballot. Either the circle that you fill is believing in the power of government, or the circle that you fill is believing in the power of the individual. And yes, my name is the circle that's on a ballot, and I will choose to believe in the power of the individual. Wrapped in liberty. backed by the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Can we once again agree on the Bill of Rights and not canceling one another and stifling one another's First Amendment and Second Amendment? Can we not agree at least on that which has made this nation great, being a nation of laws and not of men? With what are we filling the room? I received an invitation here a couple of days ago to speak at an organization. And I enjoy receiving your invitations, by the way. And if you've discovered this podcast, you know how to get a hold of me. My personal number is 970-227-8386. Me at scottkjames.com is my email. scottkjames.com is my website. It's likely where you found this this Scottcast. Which, by the way, I'll put links to some of the things that I'm talking about in the description. Oh, I mentioned that. I'm sorry. I'm old. I digress. I received an invitation to speak to an organization. And for the first time in my life, there was a hitch in my spirit about speaking to this group. I usually, with hands down, zero hesitation, let's find a time that works. I'll go meet with anybody with coffee. I will go speak to any given organization, even if that organization is completely 100% diametrically opposed to everything that I believe in. We need to have conversations, and we need to find common ground. We need to properly fill the room with understanding, and yes, with compassion, and yes, with empathy. We can be moralistic, we can be principled, and I am. But that will not prohibit me from having a conversation with anyone. That being said, for the first time in maybe my history, in my life, I have had a hitch in my spirit about speaking to this organization. Because somehow I feel an ambush coming. There is a game that is played in political circles of trying to get somebody to say something and trying to get them to say it on video and on record and on recording. And trust me, everywhere you go, there's a video and a record and a recording. And then later, your words will be weaponized against you. But perhaps me reading Max Lucado's book about the Holy Spirit, in which he used the filling the room story, perhaps me encountering that this morning has once again emboldened me to be uniquely me and understand with what I am filling the room. So after a momentarily lapse into the hitch in my spirit that thinks, geez, I'm going to turn this down because they're going to try to play gotcha. So what? Yes, I will go speak to this organization. Yes, I will look forward to it. And yes, I will be me. And if you put that camera in my face, which, by the way, there will be, and if you record my words will be from my heart and through the Holy Spirit. I will be aware of that which I fill the room. And while you may disagree with some of my words, while you may try to weaponize them against me, when one speaks God's truth, not subjective truth, which is so filled in the world, but objective truth, which is weighed against the goodness of God, when one speaks God's truth, what fear does one operate in? None. You operate in the authority of Jesus Christ. But be careful with what we fill the room. Make decisions today to not be fearful of expressing that which you truly know to be true. Yeah, there are principalities that will try to cancel you. Because again, I believe that no longer are we looking at selections on a ballot. No longer are we looking at selections that are Democrat versus Republican. I believe we're looking at the very nature of right versus wrong, of good versus evil. I believe we have boiled down to that. It was interesting, and I know it's a race that has attracted national attention. But the Pennsylvania senator race between Dr. Mehmet Oz, Dr. Oz, whatever his last name is, Ozansky, and between John Fetterman. Fetterman in May suffered a stroke, and he simply has lost the ability to communicate. And it's sad if you watch some of that debate and seen some of those clips. And by the way, I'll try to find some of them and post them online here. Why would a party, why would a Democrat party put that man up as their Senate nominee? Why? other than just to have the reliable vote. In the House of Congress, it's supposed to be filled with statesmen. And you have to ask yourself, of the 100 that are there, are they truly statesmen? Is it truly still a deliberative body that talks things through and arrives at what is best for their constituents? Is it still that? Because if Pennsylvania elects John Fetterman, it is not anymore about a deliberative body. It's not anymore about electing a representative. It's simply about electing a vote. And I believe we have become, it's beyond politicized as a nation. It's beyond galvanized as a nation. We're balkanized now. We are balkanized, rather. We are so hardened in our positions now that I wonder if there's any turning back. So therefore, be careful with what you fill the room. That's what I had to say today. I guess I wanted simply to tell you that story and tell you that you have the ability to fill the room with God's truth, to tell you that you have the ability to fill the room with light, with goodness and kindness, not anger and vitriol. Be careful with what you fill the room. I love you. God bless you. Thanks for listening to this Godcast.
You know those dreams you just don't want to wake up from? But you gotta roll out of bed to make them happen. Putting in hours and hours, exhausted, you want to give up. But you don't. You keep going. You hang in there. Because you don't want to save your dreams for your sleep. Do you have one of those? BOK Financial. We go above so you can go beyond. BOK Financial and We Go Above So You Can Go Beyond are trademarks of BOK FNA, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.